Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi guys, welcome to Not Your Typical with me, Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. Hold on. Could you guys hear that? It's my Starbucks coffee that I just got. I got a grande iced coffee, one pump of white mocha, and a splash of oat milk. So pretty much that means that you already know I'm in a really good mood. But I'm actually in a good mood in general. I'm happy that I waited till the end of the week to record this episode. I kind of was in a weird mood at the beginning of the week, and I was gonna sit down and record, and I just thought, let's like wait a little bit. I feel like I wasn't in the right headspace, and whenever I'm in that headspace where just like things aren't really going my way or I'm overthinking about things, I always feel like it's gonna last forever. And then like I get out of that feeling and I'm like, okay, now I feel so much better. And that's kind of like how I feel right now. It's Sunday right now, so literally the day before you guys are listening to this right now, if you listen to it when it first comes out. I usually don't listen to podcasts like the day that they drop, so whenever you're listening to this, I'm recording it on a Sunday. That's just like a random reminder. If you ever are in like a mood where you just feel like nothing's going your way, you're unhappy, or you just feel like you're just not living your best life, just know like it'll pass. And that's exactly what happened to me this week. And I was in such a like negative mindset for like a week straight. I was really upset like about things that were just like not going right. And then now it's like a week later and I was just talking to my mom on the phone and I'm in like such a happy mood. I'm so excited for so many different things. And yeah, so pretty much my point is I'm happy I'm recording it in a good mood so you guys get my best self today. But I really want to talk about the that girl trend and just like my opinion on it, what it means to me to be like that girl, or just like how I became the best version of myself. And yeah, I feel like there's a lot to talk about with the topic. I've talked a little bit about it here and there, and I've just seen a lot of like conversation around the topic on social media like this week and just in general. So I thought it'd be fun to talk about it and let you guys in on my thoughts. But you guys know, before we get into it, we have to do the first segment, which is Not Your Typical Obsession of the Week. And I don't know if this one is unpopular or not typical, because I think a lot of people like to do it. But my obsession this week has been pre-planning things to look forward to. And I feel like this is maybe what got me out of that negative mindset last week, because I've been killing it at like reaching out to my friends, planning things, and just like setting things up to look forward to. For example, planning like little trips to look forward to. Obviously, I know not everyone can go travel whenever they want or whatever the reason is. So it doesn't have to be travel, but even just like planning a hangout with your friends. Like for example, my friend Bebe Hay is coming into town this week. I'm not sure if you guys know who she is, but she's a YouTuber. I've never met her before, but she's coming into town this week and we made a plan to go to dinner on Wednesday night, and I'm like so excited to meet her. I'm so excited to like go to dinner in the middle of the week. So just like planning little things that excite you throughout the week. For me, what's really important is planning things to get out of my apartment and just like connecting with friends. I feel like that's just such an important thing, is like building relationships and friendships. I think I'm so determined in so many different areas of my life: career, wellness, fitness, mental health, where I just like am on all of these different journeys really at the same time. And sometimes I forget that what's really important too is like building friendships and relationships. And I'm always just so focused on me and how to like become the best version of myself. Sometimes I'm not the best at like reaching out to people, responding to my texts, making plans, following through with the plans. I'm such a like canceller, and I'm just really trying not to do that. One of my New Year's resolutions, both last year and this year, has been building friendships and like really working on that, just because, like I just said, I have a tendency to focus on myself and have that be my main focus when I really want to like split my time 50-50. I think that's how it'll just benefit me in general. And yeah, I think it's a really important thing to focus on. So my obsession this week has been just like making plans, getting excited for things. It just like makes life a lot more fun and exciting. Bouncing off of that topic, I actually have a planned trip for this weekend. Hunter and I are going to San Diego. And surprisingly, I actually hate traveling. Actually, that probably isn't surprising because you guys know how much I am like a routine person. But literally the farthest I ever travel is California, and we usually do like quick trips. I just like being home. That's my personality. But at the same time, I do really, really love to get thrown out of my routine because those are the times that make me realize how much I love my routine. I always say that too about like habits and stuff, like having days where we don't follow through with our habits is totally okay, because those are the days that make us realize how much better we feel when we do implement the good habits that we love. But yeah, like I fully get thrown off my routine when I travel. I don't go work out. I don't obviously eat like all my meals at home and grocery shop and everything like that. I think everyone gets thrown off of routine when they travel, but I used to think of it as a bad thing, and now I think of it as a really good thing and a crucial part really to my wellness journey is having those like very, very turned off weeks. But anyway, so we're going to San Diego this weekend, and I've never been to San Diego before, so we're like so excited. Well, okay, actually I have been to San Diego before, I take that back, but I was like really young and I don't remember it. And now we're kind of going with the mindset of, could we live here next year? So I'm just so excited to explore San Diego this weekend. So my word of the week coming up for the next week is just preparation, because we're going on a trip. So I love like deep cleaning my apartment before going on a trip, so that when I come home, I just feel like super clean, and it's just like a really good feeling. We're also going kind of at a weird time, like Sunday to Wednesday. So I don't want to come home in the middle of the week and my apartment's just like crazy. It would be like so hard for me to jump back into work. So yeah, my word of the week this week is preparation. I love like planning my outfits for trips and stuff like that. Just organizing my life before I go on a trip. So I'm excited to do that this week. And yeah, that's kind of the little rundown, little life update that's going on with me. I want to like dive into the topic of the episode, which is like the that girl trend. And I like am so open to everyone's opinion on this trend. Every time I like am discussing something with someone, I always try and hear both sides out before I give like my opinion, which I think is like a really good thing to do in general. So if you don't know what this trend is, it's pretty much something that started on TikTok. It's titled That Girl and Becoming That Girl. And I've seen videos like That Girl Morning Routine, That Girl Favorites, That Girl Healthy Habits, like things like that. And at first, when I first saw the trend, I never like really liked it. I was like, what is this trend? Like, who is that girl? And it just kind of confused me. And I think that's kind of the initial reaction that a lot of people have with it. And then the more like I was hearing about it, pretty much the way that I started viewing it was just like that girl is like supposed to be the best version of yourself. And when you feel your best, when you're doing the habits that make you the best version of yourself. And so I think sometimes some people think of the trend as like that there's a specific that girl when it's really just like you. So obviously it's going to be different for everyone. So I started to like the trend because I always do find like aesthetic things very motivating. But at the same time, I could totally see where that would be toxic because all of the videos do portray like a very aesthetic life. And yeah, like sometimes life isn't aesthetic. And even I have to work on that too, like with YouTube and just social media in general, I try and be as real as I can and show that not every single day is going to be aesthetic. So I guess my opinion with the trend has changed a little bit. And my friend Nat's Neat Eats on Instagram posted a really good reel on her Instagram about this, where I definitely agree with everything that she was saying. So if you want to go watch that reel, you should. But Yeah, I think anything on social media when it's taken too far, or just anything in general, it's just never a good thing. So I feel like it's always important, like in general, to know that life is not perfect. And when you're watching social media, you are watching a highlight reel, and you don't see the 2,000 photos that were taken that weren't posted, and the outtakes of every single video, and the things that weren't recorded because they weren't cute and they weren't aesthetic and like social media standard, where even this like effortless aesthetic that a lot of people have like started doing on social media is still perfected. Like, it looks effortless and that's the aesthetic, but like it isn't effortless. Any photo that you see that has this like amazing aesthetic, I promise so much went into creating that image. So I think that that's always important to remember. So yeah, I really do see both sides to this trend, and I think it could be toxic, and I think it could also go the other way where it can be inspirational, motivational. But the reason why I specifically have like made YouTube videos that are like that girl morning routine and that girl night routine is to mix in like a positive spin on the trend, where if people are watching those videos and say they watch a video that is toxic or promoting a perfect lifestyle right before they watch mine, it's kind of like a clickbait title, I would say, but not really, because I really am not into clickbait. But if you've watched any of my videos that I use that title, like I try and show that life is not perfect. And yeah, I just try and get my message across. But whatever your opinion is on the trend, if you like using the title that girl or if you hate it, I want to talk about how I become my best self and just the way that I've really created a lifestyle that allows me to be the best version of myself. And that's really what it comes down to, is the lifestyle that I live rather than like the clothes that I have, the makeup products that I have, anything like that is all just things that don't even come to mind when I think of the best version of myself. The things that I think of are what I want to talk about in this episode and hopefully help you guys, or at least inspire you, to look past like the materialistic things and just look at the lifestyle that you want to live and how you want to feel and how you can implement habits that will get you to that end result of becoming your best self. So whether you want to call it becoming that girl or becoming your best self or working on yourself, self-growth, yeah, you guys know like my page, I try and be as inclusive, as pretty much just as safe of a place as possible. So yeah, I thought it was important to get that point across. Before I keep going, there is one thing I did want to mention, which is no matter what you do every single day and all of the habits you implement and all of the work that you put in towards yourself, there's going to be days that you are not the best version of yourself. There's going to be weeks, there's going to be months where you don't feel like the best version of yourself and you're still doing everything right. And that is life. And don't feel like you're the only one that feels that way. Because even me, where I've like built my podcast and my platform on trying to help other people become the best version of yourself. So some people might think, oh, well, she has it all figured out because she's giving people tips on how to do it themselves. No, like even I have those days, weeks, months where I feel like, holy crap, what's going on? Why can I not get back into the groove of things? And I think that that's just life. And what I've really, really learned throughout my wellness journey, my fitness journey, self-growth, career, growing up, is that nothing is just going to be always uphill. You know, you have to go through struggle. And every single struggle that I've been through, I've come out the other end of it and known exactly why I had to go through that to get to where I am. And I'm so thankful for even the struggles I've gone through, because like I just said, something has always come out of it where it made sense. So find peace and comfort in that. If you are going through something, that everyone goes through something, and at the end of the day, you will find a reason why you had to go through that to get to the best version of yourself. But yeah, I just thought it was important to mention that. And I also, going off of like the that girl trend, I think where it becomes toxic is that's not talked about enough. The off days, the shitty days, the days where we literally feel like nothing is going right, we're the worst version of ourselves. And there's just not a lot we can do to avoid it, because sometimes it hits you randomly and you have to just keep pushing through. And yeah, don't take it as a sign of, oh, this isn't working, I need to change it up. Just keep sticking to the habits, keep pushing through it, and you will eventually get out of that like rut feeling. But I think the number one most important thing that you can focus on when trying to become the best version of yourself is switching the mindset from this is how I want to look or come across to people and start thinking about how do I want to feel for myself.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't care what people think of me. I don't care if someone else thinks that I have a perfect life or if they think I don't have a perfect life and they think that the lifestyle that I live is boring or whatever it is. If they just like don't like the lifestyle that I live, I just don't care. And what I do care about is how I actually feel. Like, do I love my lifestyle? Do I wake up every day excited to do the habits that I do every day or to get my work done, to hang out with myself all day? That's what's so important, and not what other people think. Stop basing your lifestyle and what you do on a day-to-day basis off of what other people are doing or what they think is the right way to live your life. You know, this kind of comes down to when I always say listen to your own body and not someone else's body, because even if I'm watching a YouTube video or listening to a podcast and someone is raving about a habit that they do that makes them feel so good, but it's something that I've tried and I don't love it, or it's just something that doesn't work in my lifestyle, I'm not gonna start doing it just because they love it or just because it'll make me look a certain way on social media or to my friends, to my boyfriend, whoever it is. I think just in our society in general with social media, it's so hard to get lost in what you want to look like and what you want people to think of you when it's just so unimportant. And at the end of the day, no one is thinking of you as much as you think that they are. You know, like, think about how much you're thinking about yourself and you're insecure about yourself or your lifestyle or how you're coming across. And that's how everyone else is too. That even goes for like when you're working out in a gym or in a workout class. Like, sometimes I'll get in my own head and I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I look like right now? Like, for example, the spin class I've been going to lately, sometimes I'm fully off beat or have to sit down and I'll think, oh gosh, like, is the person behind me like thinking some type of way about me? And then I'm like, wait, I haven't even looked at the person in front of me. So why would the person behind me be looking at me, you know? So I think it's just a really important thing to always remember and really focus on is putting how you feel, how you think, before how other people feel about you and other people think about you, because that's what's important. And once you pivot that mindset of not caring what they think and just doing what truly, truly makes you and your body happy, that's where you're going to get to where you want to be. I promise you, like, that is just such a huge thing that I've started implementing, and it has made the biggest difference in becoming the best version of myself and just the happiest version of myself. And by best version of myself, I mean the healthiest version of myself, the happiest version of myself, the funniest, most energetic version of myself. Like, I'm my best self when all of these things in my life align. And I feel like I've been talking about like ruts a lot lately. And I think it's just because it came so apparent to me how easy it is to fall into a rut. And for me, like, a rut usually comes with like lacking motivation. So another habit that's really, really helped me become the best version of myself is holding myself accountable and showing up for myself. So if I say I'm going to do this workout class tomorrow, then I need to go do that workout class tomorrow. And if I say I'm going to start drinking more water every day, like, I need to follow through with that. I have to hold myself accountable. This is a huge thing in general in life. I've noticed a lot with like my job. Obviously, you guys know by now, I do social media full time. I'm my own boss and I have to set my own day up. For example, today it's Sunday. My podcast goes live on Monday. I could have easily had like a little chill Sunday and skipped my upload tomorrow. You know, like, I could post tomorrow and say, never mind, my podcast isn't going live today. Sorry guys. Like, I'll see you guys next week type of thing. But I made a promise to myself that I'm going to upload a podcast every single Monday. And I set that realistic goal because it is realistic for me. I can record an episode every single week and have that up for you guys. So I'm sticking to that and I'm holding myself accountable every single week for that. And that's why going back to like setting realistic goals is so important. Because if I would have said, I'm going to upload 2 podcasts a week, that's not as realistic. And that is a lot of work that I would be putting onto myself that I probably wouldn't be able to keep up with. But one, like I can do one. And yeah, I think showing up for yourself is so important. It's what helps you feel confident. And the more you show up for yourself, and it can be little things, like literally say that you're going to start going to bed earlier, or you're going to start being nicer to yourself. Little things like that, if you keep making it a point to start saying those things and then following up to those things, you're naturally going to start trusting yourself more and just become more confident. And I've really learned that in this past year, because I used to be super, super unreliable to myself. And I cancel things, I back out of things, I'm flaky. Well, I used to be. These are all habits that I used to be. And I really stopped doing that. I felt like it was not my strongest quality. So I really worked on it. And I definitely say it's made me so much more confident and confident in myself, confident when I tell people that I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I trust myself that I will follow through with it. I'm definitely a procrastinator. And yes, sometimes I wait to the last minute, but I am going to get it done. And I feel good saying that. But of course, maybe like in the next following year, maybe procrastination is something that I want to work on, you know? But right now, accountability, like that's my number one thing. And it's made such a big difference. So that's like my second thing that I've really focused on to become my best self. Another huge, huge topic is honoring my cravings. And this is not just in terms of like food, which it is in terms of food, but it's not limited to that. I also mean like workouts, resting, hanging out with my friends, seeing my family. So I've like fully mastered honoring my cravings, where if I'm craving pizza, I'm like so in tune with my body where I know instantly that that's what I want. And I honor that. And I know that this is a sensitive topic, so one, if you need to fast forward, then please fast forward. And two, know that I'm not giving any like specific advice. I'm not saying honor your cravings in this amount or whatever it is. You know, I'm not a dietitian. I'm not telling anyone what they need to do for their health. That's why I try not to talk about like specifics like with food and stuff. Like I always talk about balance, but I don't really go into detail because I'm never going to give like specifics. Like I always get the question, well, how many times do you like practice balance a week? And it's always different. Like I couldn't even give the answer if I wanted to because I don't track anything. And it's counterproductive in my opinion for me and my body. If I were to be like limiting that, I think that's where it would be. It wouldn't be honoring anymore, you know? And with everything in life, I think moderation is a really great habit. Too much of anything isn't going to be good. So that's where I've like really found balance. But what I'm trying to say is if I'm craving something, I honor that. I listen to my body. If I wake up and I really, really want to go to a spin class, I'm going to go to a spin class. And I talked about this in my last episode where I really wanted to like give my body a break and kind of just chill with the spin classes and listen to my body. And I canceled my class the next day after I said that I was going to. And then if you watched my YouTube video, that night I went to spin. So I canceled the 6 a.m. class, but then I ended up going to the 6 p.m. class. And I have two thoughts on this. The first thought is, one, the biggest point was to let my body rest and sleep in and not be so like, wake up, go work out, come home. You know, like I wanted to rest. It was the weekend. So I did do that. But then by the end of the day, I like reevaluated and I wasn't feeling sore. I was kind of going stir crazy in my apartment. I really wanted to work out. So I booked another class and I kind of felt guilty because I talked about like resting in my podcast. But one, the podcast was about like things that I need to work on and like chilling out and like resting, not really in terms of fitness because I have so many rest days, but more just like with my goals. Like sometimes I just want to achieve my goals so bad for spin. I want to get really good at spin because I love it so much that sometimes I need to just be like, okay, chill out. But last episode was things I need to work on, and it's not going to happen overnight. So ideally, I wanted to just cancel that class and then not go. But the point of this is I listened to my body and I reevaluated, and I wanted to go to spin, so I went to spin. And another way you could think of this too is the last couple of weeks I've just been very, very busy with work, with filming, with editing, planning, things like that, that I wasn't really hanging out with people. Hunter and I weren't going out much. I wasn't really focusing on like friendships, you know, like I talked about at the beginning of the episode, where I wasn't even really like texting much, wasn't calling my friends, FaceTiming, planning things. And then this week I was in tune with myself and I knew I was like craving hanging out with people. And then I set up like three things. I went to coffee with my friend Emma yesterday. I'm going to coffee with my friend Lily tomorrow. I have that dinner with Bebe Hay on Wednesday. And yeah, like I literally just knew that that's what I was craving. So this week, that's what I did. So the whole point of this topic is honoring what my body needs, because nobody knows our body better than ourselves. So when your body is literally trying to tell you, this is what I want, like, why are we not listening to that? Why are we not just doing what our body's asking? And I am so thankful that I've learned how to be in tune with my body, and I've learned how important it is, because that is like one of the biggest things that has changed my life. And it just makes you so much happier when you're listening to your body, not going against your body. And again, I mean that with everything, not just having balance with wanting less nutritious food sometimes, or wanting the nutritious food sometimes, but also in workouts, with hanging out with friends, with resting. Literally everything just plays such a big role in your life, and it all just fits in so well together if you really just take the time to listen to your body. And it obviously doesn't happen overnight, like especially if it's something that you haven't really been practicing and like really listening to yourself, then it's not the easiest habit and it will come over time. So be patient with yourself. I think that's also a really important habit. So I'm going to talk about one more. I was only going to do three topics in this episode, but I'm adding another one right now. It's being super, super patient with yourself. And I learned this the most when I first started meditating, which I don't meditate anymore. I need to maybe like add in like 5 minute meditations here and there. I'm just not the best at it. And it's just something that's just a habit that's kind of like fallen off for me, but I do like it. So I do want to get back into it. But when I first started meditating, I was actually talking to my therapist at the time about it. And she was saying to pretty much just be really, really easy on yourself, because when you are meditating, it's super easy for your brain to like go in a different direction and be like, oh wait, what do I have to do today? Or what am I going to eat for dinner tonight? And then you're like, oh shoot, I'm supposed to be meditating and literally not thinking about anything. So instead of being like, oh my gosh, I suck at meditating, why is my brain going a million miles an hour? Think of it as, okay, I accidentally just started thinking about a million things. Let's bring it back. It happens. That's okay. We're going to go forward. And ever since my therapist talked about that with me, that's how I've focused on my mindset with everything. And it's been such a just nicer and simpler way to live life. Like, why are we getting upset with ourselves? You know, stop being your hardest critic, because that's just never going to push you in the right direction. We need to be kind to ourselves and uplifting and forgiving, because we all make mistakes. We're never going to be perfect right at the beginning on anything that we start doing in life. So be very, very patient with yourself. That's so, so important. And that kind of wraps up today's episode. Those are like all the things I wanted to talk to you guys about today, just because I really just wanted to like simplify the things that really stuck out to me that helped me become the best version of myself or that girl or whatever. And also I just wanted to chat about the that girl trend, because whenever there's something that might be like toxic going around social media, especially something that I've used, like the term that I've used, I'm always gonna like be honest with you guys and just chat with you, because yeah, like I'm constantly learning on my platforms and I'm constantly trying to evolve my pages to become the most safest place for you guys pretty much. But it was really fun recording with you guys today and just chatting. I want to make the journal prompt for the end of the episode today to be about like confidence, because I was talking a lot about just showing up for yourself and becoming the most confident version of you. And I can do a whole episode about confidence, because I've become way more confident in the past 5 years than I ever really thought was possible. But the journal prompt is going to be, when do I feel my most confident? So think about, is it when you're working out? Is it when you're doing something you love? Is it when you're complimenting yourself? You know, like really think about it. And I think when you have an idea of when you feel the most confident, it will help you continue to do that habit or continue to do those things that make you feel that way. That way, in the long run, you're just showing up for yourself in the most confident way. But again, thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. I am so thankful for every single one of you. Please don't forget to rate my podcast and also leave a review. Reading the reviews has become like one of my favorite things on social media. Like, I'm definitely a huge comment person. Like, I always read all of my comments literally on every single platform and respond back as much as I can. And I feel like reviews are like even better because they're just like very constructive and they help me create content that you guys really, really love. So thank you guys again so much. I will see you guys in the next episode. Have the best week and I will talk to you soon.